I am Shruti and you're listening to Business of Brands podcast. It's been very well said that the one who opens a school door closes a prison. And there can never be enough gratitude for people who work towards building educational organizations and the people who promote healthy environment for learners. Welcome to the Business of Brands podcast by Chi Cafe. In this episode of Hear Me Out, we are so glad to introduce you to Dr. Nina Kaur, the founder of preschool chain Hi-Fi Foundation. Dr. Nina is an educationist, a child consultant, and a recognized author. Apart from her academic inclinations, she has also studied and practiced ancient forms of healing such as homeopathy, acupressure, Reiki, yoga, and whatnot. She has also explored the fields of astrology and tarot card reading. Please welcome the brain behind Hi-Fi Foundation, Dr. Nina Kaur.
Hi-Fi G Cafe, thank you for such a warm welcome and for all the kind words that you've used to introduce me.
Without further ado, let's get on to the first question. Tell us something about your educational and cultural background. What led you in this field where you are today, ma'am?
I come from a family of academicians, so education was always a very important or rather a central part of my growing up years. So my schooling was completed at APS Tholakuan. And then I went on to pursue graduation from Miranda House and my master's from Delhi University. My research work is on the topic of effects of technology on kindergarten children and their academic performance. So I joined the teaching line in the year 1996 after completing my BEd from Punjab University. And then I have worked in schools all over the country and started my own chain of preschools by the name of Hi-Fi Foundation School, a cool school without rules, in the year 2017. So on the 1st of March 2022, we celebrate our 5th Founders Day. And Hi-Fi is one of the few preschools that went on the online mode of teaching from the 1st of April 2020, that is during the first wave of COVID itself.
That indeed sounds very interesting. So would you like to run us through a day in your life? Tell us about your work, about your daily life. What does a day in your life looks like?
My day starts very early with a session of meditation and yoga. It is something that I have been doing for years now, and I feel that it has really helped me, because if you have to work, you need energy and mental clarity, both of which you get from meditation and yoga. Thereafter, I make a note of all the important jobs that need to be finished and prioritize them based on their importance. And I'm in school by 8 a.m. every day. Interacting with parents and children takes up most of my morning hours. And the afternoons are reserved for planning sessions with my staff, where I share my vision for the school with them and also get feedback from them for about the day's activities. We generally wind up by late afternoon, and that is also the time that I shift gears and take up the role of a mother to my 19-year-old son. I'm oftentimes, teased by my son, who keeps telling me, he says, Amma, I wish, you loved me half as much as you loved your school children. So that is all said in good spirits. So we basically lead a simple life and prefer to pitch in ourselves to complete our household chores. And we believe that we are a family which prays together, eats together, and works together. And weekends definitely are our cheat days, So we spend it on R&R, that is rest and recuperation. And we take time to indulge in our hobbies and catch up with our friends and family during our weekends.
Would you like to share the perks and challenges of being in this field with our listeners?
At High Five, we practice hybrid and blended teaching methodology. And we use STEM activities to teach abstract concepts to our children. We encourage children to experience, experiment, and express themselves. And as a result of all of this, you know, in such a short span of 5 years, of just 5 years, High Five has become the first choice of parents and children for preschooling needs. The biggest perk, you know, of running a preschool is to be surrounded by so many pure, innocent, and joyful souls, and actually it rubs off on you. So children have their own unique way to understand the world. To share their point of view is to take, you know, a break from adulting. And it is to step into a world of magic and imbibe their spirit to make everything possible. You know, because this is what they do during their play. And the amount of creativity and imagination unleashed by a child during free play is tremendous. And it is a treat to watch them grow up into confident, smart children who are ready to take on the pressures of formal schooling. Growth comes in life through challenges and struggles. And the biggest hurdle, I think, that the preschooling industry is facing today is staff management. Unfortunately, many people are using teaching, you know, as a stopgap activity or a, you know, a time pass or an easy peasy work that requires only a few hours of work. Teachers skip jobs during the academic session at the drop of a hat, not realizing, you know, the damage that they're causing to the young children who are so dependent on them, you know, on mother teachers. And to leave midway is very, very detrimental to their learning. Another issue is about the fee. So parents rarely inquire about the teaching methodology and are focused primarily on the fee structure. Well, I think the reverse is what should be happening. You know, children till 8 years of age are in a very impressionable stage of their lives. So parents should actually focus and, you know, choose a preschool that builds them up, accepts them, boosts their confidence and encourages them to question things, find answers. I think this is where the priority should be lying.
I am Shruti and you're listening to Business of Brands podcast. It's a very interesting and responsible field that you're in. Would you like to share any amusing anecdotes with our listeners?
My life has been blessed, you know, with all the love and respect that I've got from my children. And there are many precious memories that I hold deep in my heart. And one incident that, you know, stands out is of my first student, Adya, or Adu, as we used to call her. So on one of our visits out, we went shopping to the market, and the idea was to introduce children to the concept of money and also to teach them how to deal with, you know, the salespeople at the shops. So Adu had got a fancy purse, and she showed me the money she was carrying in it. And I think it all amounted to just about 10 rupees. So she bought some candies out of it, and still some money, I believe, was left. So we came back to school, and after some time, I found her crying. So when I asked her, I said, what is it? So she told me that, you know, she had saved her money that her mother had given her to buy me a ticket. Apparently, Adu was, you know, shifting to Canada to along with her parents. And, you know, she wanted to buy me a ticket to come with her to Canada. So I think, you know, when you are awakened to the enormity of that deep love and trust, you know, that you're getting from a child, I don't think you can ever go back to just being casual in your work again. Another life lesson, you know, that I've learned is to look at everything from, you know, a child's point of view. Trust me, it makes you change your perspective and you get quick solutions to problems, you know, which initially seem so insurmountable. So I remember that for one class, you know, I had to draw a lady and a tiger. So we were reading from a book, a tiger came to tea, and this was in regard with that. So I confess that my drawing skills are not the best, but I think I did a good job of it. So after drawing the tiger, I asked the children what it was. And to my horror, they kept calling different animal names except for a tiger. So I stepped back and looked at the picture again, you know, from where the children were sitting. And I realized that indeed it did not look like one. So now you tell me, how many of our lives' problems can be sorted out if only we step back, you know, and relook at a situation?
What would be your final words for our audience who are looking forward to building a career in this field?
So teaching is not just a profession, but it is a calling. And it has to come from within. So then only you can do justice to your children, to your students. And it is a form of service. And it only yields a reward when it is done with the purity of the heart. So my advice to all aspirants who are keen on joining this line is to do a bit of soul searching. And if it aligns with your purpose in life, then only you should choose this. Because it requires great discipline. And teachers are role models for the children. So everything they teach, they have to imbibe it first. And mind you, children are very clever. They understand implicitly what comes from the heart and what is superficial. A good start point would be to get proper certification in teaching elementary children. And then you should work under qualified teachers or supervisors who can guide you. Later on, you can experiment and develop your own unique style of teaching. Working in this field gives a person a great opportunity for personal growth as well, as it is an extremely creative medium. A teacher has to use all her ingenuity to employ resources at hand and create exercises to teach difficult concepts to children and at the same time make it interesting for them. A teacher must also be always aware that they carry a huge responsibility on their shoulders. It is only through their love and dedication that they can shape children into becoming well-adjusted adults who have harmonious relationships in their lives. Childhood traumas can cause havoc and sometimes have a lifelong effect. So although children are resilient, but as teachers, it is important to shield them from such experiences. Educators should attend regular workshops which help them to upgrade or enhance their pedagogical skills and keep in touch with the latest in the area of technology. You need to be passionate about your work and endeavor to make a difference in a child's life and give them the right values. I wish all my listeners the very best, and remember, what the teacher is far more important than what he or she teaches. And by doing what you love, you will always inspire your students. Om Tat Sat.
Thank you so much, Dr. Neena, for joining us today in this episode of Hear Me Out. It was so lovely to listen to you and all the enriching insights that you shared with us. Thank you so much once again. I am Shruti, your host, and we were in conversation with Dr. Neena Kaur. Keep listening to Business or Brands podcast by G Cafe.